Dictation for Robert Bratches. B as in boy, R-A-T-C-H-E-R. June 2054. Address as a letter to Kurt, K-U-R-T, Boyd. B as in boy, O-Y-D as in David, and P, 802-8446. Dear Mr. Boyd, consultation for Mr. Bratches with chronic kidney disease. He has a long history of proteinuria, and there are records that he saw back in the 1998-99, Dr. Rosas, R-O-Z-A-S, nephrology in Alma, who has retired, for proteinuria. No renal biopsy was done. He doesn't know the workup. There was no follow-up. He has progressive chronic kidney disease, documented creatinine 1.6, 1.7. Over the last 2017-2018, and reviewing records from McLaren, February 2022 was already 2.3, 2.1, October last year 2.3, this year August, September, October around 2.1. There has been prior kidney ultrasound showing a small kidney on the right comparing to the left, however no obstruction. The low level proteinuria presently 3 plus 300. He has extensive musculoskeletal joint abnormalities with multiple procedures, right shoulder, left shoulder, right knee, left knee, recently dislocation of the right shoulder requiring close reduction. There is a long-term history of hypertension and prior diabetes, elevated triglycerides. He, however, has stop all his medications over the last 1-2 years. He is in quite discomfort from the recent procedure. He says to be eating well, trying to lose weight on purpose, 5 pounds. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. For his discomfort has been on CBD oil and probiotics, at least for the last 1 year. There has been prior esophageal reflux, prior exposure to PPIs. He discontinued a few years back. Prior EGD, Dr. Pilkington, P-I-L-K-I-N-G-T-O, no malignancy. Colonoscopy was also done. He denies changing urination, cloudiness of blood. He still has his prostate. No major incontinence, minor nocturia. He has neuropathy on the feet. He denies claudication symptoms, discolor of the toes or edema. Previously took probably for 10 years anti-inflammatory agents, but discontinued this about 10 years back. There has been prior carotid artery disease, but no procedures. Coronary artery disease, apparently requiring a stent. Question complications of peripheral vascular disease, thrombosis, requiring surgery in relation to the cardiac cath. He's not aware of chronic heart abnormalities, no arrhythmia pacemaker, no congestive heart failure. He's been told about a heart murmur, prior pulmonary emboli around 2014. At that time, he did have pneumonia. He's not aware of the event thrombosis. Was on Coumadin for a period of time. He denies chronic liver disease. There has been diabetes, but no documented retinopathy. The peripheral neuropathy apparently related to extensive foraminal stenosis cervical lumbar area, question prior alcohol abuse. He has cataracts but has not required surgery. There has been prior floaters and posterior vitreous detachment. Next paragraph, procedures include multiple right shoulder, left shoulder, bilateral knees, right-sided knee replacement, coronary artery stent, sounds like complication, thrombosis, femoral artery, thrombectomy, appendix, gallbladder, EGD colonoscopies. Next paragraph, no smoking present or past, heavy beer intake but discontinued 1978. Next paragraph, side effects to Lidica and Olmesartan, Olmesartan. Next paragraph, he presently take Claritin, vitamins, omega probiotic CBD oil, all blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, diabetes medications he has discontinued, prior heavy exposure to anti-inflammatory agents, also narcotics, sedative, Ativan, all of them also discontinued. He takes aspirin 162 milligrams, trazodone. Next paragraph. In the past, used to see Dr. Van der Broek, P as in Victor, A-N-D-R-B-R-O-O-K. Cardiologist Dr. Kehoe, K-E-H-O-E. Recently, stress testing being negative. The prior heart procedures were done at Bay City, Dr. Lee, L-I. For a period of time, was seeing Dr. McClure, M-C-L-U-R-E. He denies a kidney stone. He's been told about fatty liver, but no complications or symptoms, no viral hepatitis. Next paragraph, other review system is negative. Next paragraph, on physical exam. Weight is 181, 72 inches tall, 180 over 90 on the right, 180 over 100 on the left. He is in pain from recent procedure, right shoulder, alert oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruise, JVD, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no gross abdominal tenderness. A recent surgical wound on the right shoulder without inflammatory changes, no ascites tendinous masses, no peripheral edema, limitations on movement on the right shoulder, but otherwise no focal deficit. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry is from October. Normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis close to normal, creatinine at 2 for a GFR 35, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, no gross anemia, normal white blood cell platelets, 300 of protein, no blood in the urine, no bacteria or white blood cells. I went electronical records, above mentioned creatinine from McLaren, prior small kidney on the right side, no obstruction, has elevated cholesterol, triglycerides, Next paragraph. The last kidney ultrasound that I found is 2016, right-sided 8.5, left-sided 11. No obstruction or stones. Benign cyst on the left-sided. I do not have the recent echo from Dr. Kehoe. Years back, preserved ejection fraction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure, recently a stage 3B. Next number, hypertension. He has stopped all blood pressure medicine, now exacerbated by recent procedure right shoulder, open surgery and pain. Next number, prior history of diabetes and elevated cholesterol, presently off treatment. I'm not aware of his A1C. Next number, proteinuria, although non-nephrotic syndrome, no edema and normal albumin. Next number, small kidney on the right-sided, previously documented without obstruction. Next number, multiple arthritis, discomfort, pain and procedures, as well as documented in the past, MRI, neuroforaminal stenosis, predominance right-sided. Next number, peripheral neuropathy, multifactorial, question diabetes, I do not know A1C, prior alcohol abuse, and probably neuroforaminal abnormalities. Next paragraph. Comments. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. There is no evidence of edema or pulmonary congestion. He has proteinuria, which likely represents hypertension, and a combination of a small kidney on the right and hyperfiltration on the left kidney. Otherwise, there is no blood or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis. We will monitor chemistries every 3 months. I did not repeat a kidney ultrasound at this point in time. He has symptoms of enlargement of the prostate, but presently nothing to suggest urinary retention. He was exposed heavily to anti-inflammatory agents that has been discontinued many years back. Discuss with him that we would like to control blood pressure. I would like to see it for sure less than 140 over 90. He wants few weeks for the open surgical procedure to heal and see what is the new blood pressure at that time. He will call me with blood pressure numbers to decide it for medications. In the past, he has tolerated Norvasc. Encourage continued physical activity and salt restriction. No evidence of acute cardiovascular events. He has prior coronary stent, and we will try to obtain the echocardiogram from Dr. Kehoe. There has been no need to treat for anemia. There has been normal potassium acid base, calcium phosphorus nutrition. Years back, no evidence of monoclonal protein. Plan to see him back with the next blood test in 3 months. Continue educating about kidney disease, the meaning of advanced renal failure. He's only 20 points for potential requiring dialysis. Kidney do not produce symptoms, is silent. Symptoms are a late event. That's why we do blood testing. All medication needs to be adjusted for GFR around 35. I will follow with you, end of dictation.